Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on the Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're live and in living color from Citi Field, and it's brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. We, of course, are here till about 12:30 or so, when we'll take you to the pregame show as the Yankees wrap up the rubber match in their three-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays. The great Jack Maldonado with us here at Citi Field. Ernie Acosta as well. I'm sure Dolph is back there at the shop. I don't know who he's with.
Matt Casey.
Matt Casey is with Dolph. Bro, how are you?
Oh, my God, I'm fantastic.
Yeah, this is weird here.
We're doing a radio show at Citi Field. Right. We used to be banned.
Right.
It feels like we're hanging out in our ex-girlfriend's bedroom or something
right.
like
there
that.
There you go.
It's a strange, strange feeling. But the last couple of days have been weird, you know, with the Yankees playing road games at Citi Field. That part isn't weird. But the Tampa Bay Rays being the home team.
Yep.
Like last night when Kiermaier hit that leadoff home run, and obviously nobody in the crowd is cheering it, and they start playing the celebratory music. It's just the last couple of days have been strange, but it's been a great opportunity for baseball fans because for $25, you're getting into this ballpark and sitting in seats that are usually like quadruple the amount of money. So it's been a cool experience, especially if you're a Yankee fan, that just getting to Yankee Stadium is much more difficult than getting to Citi Field. That part has been a cool experience. Yesterday, though, the offense did nothing for Sonny Gray.
No, I mean, you're 100% right. You got the home run from Holiday, and that was it. I mean, what else did you get? And really, when you look at the guys that have not got run support for the Yankees, Sonny Gray is like right at the top of the list.
Yeah, Sonny Gray, they don't score any runs for him. And you mentioned it in the first inning. Holiday hits that like line drive that sinks, and it gets past the left fielder for a double, and that's the run. And you're thinking, all right, Yankees are off to a quick start. We'll see. And then immediately, Sonny Gray gives up that leadoff home run.
Yep.
And give Sonny credit because he was a little rocky in that first inning. He gave up the double to Lucas Duda, the blooper, then gets the line drive double play, the line drive right up the middle, and kind of kicked it in a high gear. He ran into trouble in the fifth inning, the Rays at first and third and one out, and he got back-to-back strikeouts to get out of it, the nine-hitter, and then Kiermaier. And Sonny, for the most part, was really locked in. I think after getting through that jam in the fifth, which was the loudest, it was actually the loudest Citi Field had been all year. I don't think it had been loud.
Maybe opening day.
Maybe opening day.
Opening day, everybody was happy.
Right.
At Citi Field.
That's it.
That was the end of it.
So that actually matched it as one of the loudest moments in Citi.
Right.
As Sonny Gray's pumping his fist coming off the mound to like 100% Yankee fans. The problem was the Yankee offense couldn't reward him. And this happens sometimes with this offense where you can't even say, oh, they didn't get the big hit. They didn't have an opportunity to get the big hit.
They had three hits all night, right?
Yeah.
Three hits.
Yeah, they just didn't have many opportunities with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
So it came down to the offense. Sonny makes that second mistake in the eighth inning to Adeni Echeverria, who came a home run short of the cycle the day before. Now he hits the home run a day later, and it was a bomb to left center field. And, you know, it stinks when you're really only afforded two mistakes and your offense can't bail you out.
And you got a double whammy because the Red Sox won last night. So now it's back to four in the division. And what are they, three ahead of Minnesota? I think they're three ahead of Minnesota for the first wild card.
You know, they're three ahead of Minnesota, and maybe if the division race stays at four, goes to 5 and 6, and we focus more on the wild card race, we'll look at this closer. But I got to tell you, I don't think it matters if they're at Yankee Stadium or if they're in Minnesota.
No.
I think the track record of this
wild. We've seen that. Look at the last 2 years. We had the Citi Field here last year, Yankee Stadium the year before. They both lost.
Yeah, and I think 7 of the 10 wild card games have ended with the road team winning.
Right.
So,
right.
And I'm not saying that you'd rather be the road team. Sure. I mean, if you're given the choice, you'll be at home. I just don't think the race for wild card spot number one is that big of a deal. The big deal is making sure you're in that game and also making sure that you win the wild card by enough games that you can line your guys up for that start.
Right.
Because as of right now, unless some things change drastically.
18 games to go? I think it's 18.
Yeah, I think we're down to 18.
78-66, right?
Is that
the number?
78-66, right, yeah, so 18 games to go.
Right.
But what you want to make sure is you got your best pitcher lined up, which is Luis Severino. I don't think that's changed.
Of course.
I don't think anything has changed or anything will change over the next 18 games that's going to move you away from that. That if you're in that wild card game, that's the guy you want to hand the baseball to. I know Tanaka has experience. He started the wild card game 2 years ago. Obviously, CeCe has oodles of experience with postseason action. But to me, despite all that, I want my best pitcher out there.
No, you definitely want Severino. There's no question about that. And, of course, that game, if it comes down to that game, and I think it will, it'll be Severino and, you know, God knows how soon everybody out of the bullpen.
Oh, yeah.
you know that.
Everybody's available.
You'll be lining them up for that game.
But here's what scares me, and this is obvious, okay? I'm splitting the atom here about the one game. We talked last year about the Mets running into Madison Bumgarner, the Yankees running into Dallas Keuchel the year before.
Yep.
Last night, Blake Snell was on the mound. Now, Blake Snell's a nice prospect. He hasn't developed. He has an ERA above 4. Now, who knows? Maybe he's going to be the next great left-handed pitcher in baseball. I don't know. But as of right now, he is what he is. For 5 innings, he shut the Yankees down. Shut them down. He had no shot. In the 6th inning, the Rays go to their bullpen, and the Yankees couldn't figure out Steve Cishek. They couldn't figure out Dan Jennings. They couldn't figure out Tommy Hunter. They couldn't figure out Alex Colome, the closer, who literally threw like 6 pitches to close the game out in the 9th inning. That's what's so scary about one game, Joe. Those guys are not Madison Bumgarner.
Anybody, you could throw anybody out there in one day, and he could have a career day, if you want to call it that, and you lose.
Yeah.
I mean, of course.
And,
of course.
And not only that, it could be average relievers.
Anybody.
Like we saw yesterday.
It could be anybody.
If you don't hit that day, and certainly the Yankees are capable, they're capable of scoring 17 runs. We saw that, not 17, but I guess it was 16 on Sunday against Texas.
16.
They're capable of doing that. They're also capable of getting 3 hits and 1 run against Blake Snell and a host of Tampa Bay Ray relievers.
Yeah.
And remember this.
No doubt. Hey, look, Dallas Braden pitched the perfect game, right?
I mean, you know, yes.
I mean, anybody could have that one moment. We know that.
Edwin Jackson threw a no-hitter.
Right, when he walked 30 guys.
He did. Bud Smith.
Right.
Remember that random guy for the Cardinals.
We could go on and on.
No, you're right. And not only that, because you get to reset your roster for that one game, you can go heavy on arms because it's one game, right? I mean, if you have 9 pitchers, you could use all of them in that one game. So whether you're facing Minnesota or whoever you're facing, that manager has the option of just completely playing the matchups, which you know Joe Girardi would do. You know, Joe Girardi, I mean, in a wild card game, you know, we talk about how all hands are on deck. You could go to David Robertson in the 3rd inning of a wild card game.
With the guys they got in the bullpen, I mean, you know, Robertson, Green, Betances, Chapman, I mean, come on. Are you kidding?
I think the frustrating thing about a race like this, especially when you're behind and you don't have any head-to-head games, is that the Yankees have played well, right? They win the last 2 games against Texas.
Yep,
they win the opener of this series.
Yep,
they have a 3-game winning streak, right? Everything's great.
Of course.
You lose one game where your bats go asleep, the Red Sox pound out 11 runs against the A's, boom, you just lost a game in the standings.
Yeah, of course.
So you don't really get to control your own fate. And this baseball year, to me, has been about streaks. It's been about the Dodgers.
The Cleveland Indians, 20 in a row now.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks had a long winning streak.
Right,
teams with long losing streaks. And right now, if you're the Yankees, the only realistic way you can win this division is either you're going to go on a big-time winning streak or the Red Sox are going to want a big-time losing streak because making up 4 games with only 18 games to go, it's tough.
When you don't play the Red Sox.
Well, that's my point, yeah.
Right.
If you're playing them, hey, go out and beat them.
Right.
But when you're not playing them, you're relying on the Red Sox against the A's? You feel good about that?
No.
You feel good about 100%. Trusting Sean Manaya?
I mean, no, you're right. You're right. Look, the Yankees just got to take care of their own business. The chances are they're going to be in the wild card game. And you just go out there and win games and make sure you're in the wild card game.
And that.
That's it. That's where you are right now.
And that I would feel great about because forget Minnesota. Because to me, again, it's irrelevant. You just want to be in that game.
Right.
If you have to go to Minnesota, whatever.
Right.
You're 5 games up in the loss column on the Angels. 5. So you talk about trying to make up ground on the Red Sox and how tough that is. Now think of a team like the Angels, who aren't even that good. Okay, they're not that good of a team. I mean, they're 73-71. They're a media. They're the definition of a mediocre baseball team.
Yep.
The Yankees have a 5-game lead on a mediocre baseball team. They have a 6-game lead on a mediocre baseball team like Kansas City and Texas. As I sit here today, despite the frustration of last night, I mean, they're making the playoffs.
No, they're in very good shape. Look, the Yankees could go 9-9, and they're going to be in. I mean, there's no doubt about it in my mind. I mean, they're in very good shape. Only a major collapse with 18 games to go. The only way this team is not at least in that one-game wild card is a major collapse, and I don't see it happening.
Yeah,
I just don't see it.
They've had their struggles, and I get it. They've been a sub-500 team for a few months,
right,
but
right.
You're right. I don't see them just, you know, rattling off 10 straight losses.
No.
And the great thing is the Angels and the Royals and the Rangers and the Mariners, they're all mediocre at best.
All mediocre
Tampa Bay,
teams.
Too, you want to throw them in there.
Absolutely.
The Twins, man, you give them a lot of credit. I mean, they're 6 games above 500. They lost a million games last year. I think they thought they were out of it because, remember, they acquired Jaime Garcia and then promptly flipped them. They traded their closer at the time, Brandon Kinsler.
Yep.
So forget about what we thought. The Twins didn't even think they would be in this situation.
You're right. No, you're 100% right. No, the Yankees are in very good shape. I mean, let's be honest. Maybe they're not going to win the division. They're probably not going to win the division. It's probably going to be in that one-game wild card. But we're going to be seeing the Yankees play after the end of the regular season. I mean, I don't think there's any question about
that. And then you hope in game 163 the bats show up.
That's it.
And then maybe if you win that game, your ticket isn't to Houston, but it's to Cleveland. Because the Indians, and you would expect this to happen with a 20-game winning streak, have now passed the Houston Astros.
They may pass. The way they're going, they may go by the Dodgers.
Well, you know what's crazy?
The Dodgers, what they got? How many wins the Dodgers now? 92? They won. They finally won last night. 92?
93.
93.
They're 93
and what
and
does
52.
Cleveland have?
89-56.
Okay.
So they're only 4 games behind them.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, well.
Bro,
when you win 20 in a row and the other team loses like 17 out of 18, that's what could happen.
No, you're right about
that. I mean,
come
on.
You're right. Boy, that is nuts what the Indians are doing.
Oh, my God. They never lose.
And they got a chance.
And Kluber wrapped up. He's got this side. He's winning the side.
Yeah, I think he won it yesterday.
Yes.
I completely agree.
Yeah, absolutely agree.
He's been on a tear.
Yep.
He gives you the old-fashioned complete game shutout, which is like a big deal this day and age. And later today, actually in less than 2 hours, 12-10 first pitch, the Cleveland Indians will look to win their 21st.
Which is an all-time American League record, right?
It would be an all-time American League record, their 21st straight game. Now, they had a better crowd last night, but they're still only getting like 20,000 people
that's
a night
amazing.
For this.
That's amazing that's all they're getting in Cleveland. I'm very surprised by that.
Yeah.
You know, they used to sell when the Jake first opened, okay, what was that, in the 90s for the Jake?
1992 or 93.
And that team, they had a tremendous team in the 90s.
I mean,
you look at they won 2 pennants, you know, how close they came to winning, you know, certainly the World Series against the Marlins. No doubt about it. They were a very good team. Or seemingly always in the playoffs in the 90s. And they used to sell the ballpark out all the time.
So what happened?
I don't know.
Is it the economy or something?
I don't, is it?
The economy in Ohio?
I mean, here's a team that went to Game 7 of the World Series last year. They haven't won a World Series since 1948. You know, you would think the city would be going crazy for the Indians.
Yeah, I mean, and Cavalier games are expensive, and they do really well. Now, granted, you only need 18,000 building out.
I will say this. I do think Cleveland is more of a football town than it is baseball.
I think it's more of a basketball town right now.
Well, because they're good.
Because of LeBron. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're good.
Oh, no, because of LeBron.
Right.
It's not just that they're good.
Right.
They've got a god on their team.
And then now they finally won a championship and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Cleveland is football. The team has been horrible.
Yeah. Oh,
no,
they absolutely
stink.
Yeah. Well, I think if you look back, the Indians have won 20 in a row.
Yep.
How long a period of time it's taken for the last 20 Cleveland Brown victories, you probably have to go like 85 games deep.
You probably do.
You probably do.
20 wins for the Browns?
The last 20 wins, you have to go back how many years?
Years.
The Indians
have
done
it. You got to go back years.
You do.
5 years probably minimum.
But by the way, and I said this to Chernoff, if I'm an Indian fan right now, I want to lose. I got to stop this winning streak, bro.
No, I know what you mean.
Because I don't want to hear this is the best time. It's mid-September. The playoffs don't start for 3 weeks.
They're not going to win every game to the end of the year.
No, I get
that. They got 18 games or whatever. The Yankees got 18 games. They probably got the same thing. They're not going to win every game the rest of the year.
But they're going to cool off.
Well.
You know, look at the Dodgers.
No,
they cooled off.
Yeah.
They're the opposite of cooling off.
Yeah, no question.
And look, if you're the Yankees and you're set up, less so than the Astros. Let's look at the Indians. If the Yankees are set up with a divisional series against the Cleveland Indians, after what's happened this year, all of the pressure,
of course,
is on Cleveland.
No matter what, it's all on Cleveland. I mean, like I said, they went to Game 7 of the World Series last year. You know, the Yankees pretty much this year, you say whatever you want, the Yankees came out of nowhere. Nobody expected the Yankees to be where they are this year. You know, so obviously, of course the pressure's on the Indians in that series. It's not even debatable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.